Is this Shakespeare? Keep going. This is the best thing I've ever seen. Keep going.
It wakes people up. It truly wakes them up. Make them think. Get a little command.
Lord, what fools these mortals be.
There you go.
I still hope that I can make something of myself.
Before I get any further, I should indicate this is a trailer to a movie called Still Dreaming. It is being shown as part of the Lake Erie Arts and Film Festival. And joining us to talk a little bit about that, and we're going to play a little more of the trailer here, is Shay Altmont, who is the Community Relations Coordinator for Stein Hospice. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you today?
Now, have you screened this film yourself? Have you?
So I have seen several trailers, Okay. Multiple trailers for the movie, but actually I will be seeing the full documentary this Friday.
And this is an interesting documentary set in a nursing care facility. But what's unique about it?
Well, really what's really interesting about this particular nursing home community that is featured in this documentary is it's the Lillian Booth Actors Home, and it's just outside of New York City. And actually, all the residents there are actually former entertainment professionals. So directors, actors, dancers, musicians, you name it, they're there. So that's what's really special about the nursing facility.
And they decide someone is brave enough to go in there with a camera to film this documentary as they are performing the Shakespeare play Midsummer's Night's Dream, which is the Still Dreaming. Here's a little bit of the, rehearsal.
They only thinking about it. They just focus on that rehearsal.
To have them engaged for 6 weeks pretty much every day is going to be a lot for them.
I came here to rest.
I just feel like we're operating on 9 or 10 different realities.
My short-term memory is like, I don't know if I can do this.
The stakes couldn't possibly be higher for anyone in this room.
Devo, this lady can be helped a lot better, and I can do it better than you.
Let him
don't hurt each other. The course of true love never did run smooth, or rehearsing a play.
The people in the cast, they were always right there. And that's a feeling that you have. It's family. It's a real dream.
I have an ass's head. Hee-haw! Hee-haw! Oh, peas blossom. Okay, stout. Scratch my head.
I bet we see a lot of that gentleman in this film.
I think you will.
As any kind of a film, a documentary, there's already certain people who you sort of fall in love with during the filming.
Yes, I would say he's got a lot of character.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Well, if you have people who are former entertainers, whether behind the scenes or in front mm-hmm. of the scenes or in control,
yes.
Now they're at a nursing facility. Lots have happened in their lives, so this is obviously
yes.
probably kind of going back and forth about who they were and who they are today and how
yes.
this kind of works in with this. Why is this kind of important for Stein Hospice to be a sponsor for something like this?
Sure. Well, obviously, one reason is this is kind of a first of its kind, actually, in the Sandusky area. So Cleveland has had films before, but film festivals. But this is a first for this particular area. So we're really excited that people would want to travel, just a very short distance to Sandusky to be a part of it. And so we're excited to be a part of it. But I think the other part is that what we really think is important about that film is that we really hope that it starts a conversation with people, with the public, with families and their loved ones about real life and getting older. Because, this film really, in seeing it, helps to show that even though people are in that period of aging, it's actually really a time of potential creative fulfillment rather than decline. And so Stein wants to help be kind of that partner in the community to help facilitate that conversation that people should be having with those that they love.
And when you talked about this at the Sandusky State Theater, the Lake Erie Arts and Film Festival,
yes.
a lot of different things going on for 3 days, I believe.
Absolutely.
It is.
September 17th through the 20th.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Three or four days, I guess.
Yeah.
17th, 19th. And a lot of different types of things for people who love films, and there's always interesting things in it. Again, this one kind of fits in with what the sort of the mission of Stein Hospice is, in a sense, of talking about people in the usually older folks as well, and dealing with issues that come to them. And
absolutely, especially because those that are in this film, I mean, they're real people, and they are dealing with things like Alzheimer's and dementia, have issues with hearing loss or vision. So this is a real challenge for those people that are in this documentary, but you see that, and you see many of them pull through and rise to the occasion and enjoy doing something that they very much loved in their younger years, and it's a joy to watch.
A different way of doing Shakespeare too, with the whole geriatric cast.
It is, and you can even just from the trailers, you can hear how animated some of the actors get in the film, and certainly challenging the directors as well.
Now, when is this film going to be shown as part of the festival?
Well, actually, it is coming up this Friday on September the 18th at the Sandusky State Theater, which again is just a short drive in the heart of downtown Sandusky, and so at 10:30 a.m. just for a small cost of $5 to come on in. You can sit, eat popcorn with us, and watch this documentary. It's about an hour and 34 minutes long, and then what's nice is that we have Stein Hospice staff on site, and we'll be doing a Q&A after the film so that people can start asking questions or ask us how to start that conversation with their family.
Okay, that's kind of neat, because usually with a film festival, that's what's unique about it.
Yeah,
is you can... There's a discussion. Many times you go to a film and you're all done and it's just you and your spouse or date or somebody.
That's
or
right.
The people, whether they liked it or not, and back, you know. But this allows you to sort of sit and kind of, after being immersed into it, have a little discussion on it. How did Stein Hospice come about finding this? How did the collaboration come together?
Absolutely. Stein is pretty active in the community anyway. We actually serve about 7 counties in Ohio. And so we are very involved in general. And so one of our partners in the community is Sandusky State Theater. And they brought it to our attention that they would be doing this film festival. And so that's when we started kind of researching and doing some digging about what might be a good film for us to support. And we were turned on to this documentary, having been produced, and we thought it would be a very good fit.
Have anybody been in contact with the directors or the people behind that at all, just to let them know how their film is being shown and the
I believe that the Arts and Film Festival, the folks that are coordinating that, have been in contact with them and do know that because that film festival also has its own website, thestilldreaming.com, and you can find the trailers and more information about that particular movie.
It would be interesting to know, and at the moment I didn't do too much research related to that, what's the hook for those directors? Because many times if someone's going to do something like this, there's obviously a passion, there's this backstory, there's maybe somebody in their life that they thought, this would be interesting, or maybe they just thought, well, let's see what happens when we take a bunch of people in an old, a nursing care facility who had been performers and sometimes trying to rejuvenate their careers, I guess.
Absolutely. Well, I guess what I would tell you is from some of the research and what I've seen on the website for Still Dreaming is that those two directors are pretty involved regularly in doing documentaries. And so I think that one of them had a connection to the Lillian Vernon Nursing Home in New Jersey, and they reached out to the administration. And I think that once they started to sort of see that there might be some potential here, then they decided to go ahead and collaborate, and it just naturally evolved. So
when I was watching the trailer or even thinking about this, it reminded me, and I don't know if you remember, there was either the movie Cocoon.
Oh, I love that movie.
Right? And then there was a version, there was also another in the Twilight Zone movie, there was a sequence related to an older home that suddenly all the older people became like,
I think they were kicking the can, is what they were doing, right, and sort of reliving their childhood.
And there's a sort of childlike qualities that occur in a movie like this, too, which is very interesting.
There really are. And I think that maybe for someone who hasn't been in front of someone who has dementia or Alzheimer's, or again, has just some challenges to aging, that maybe this will open their eyes a little bit to some of those. But then again, that the aging process is not the end process, that there's still a lot of vitality there. And again, you see the joy for the actors who are in this documentary and redoing Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream. You see the enthusiasm for doing what they used to love. So they're, I mean, I think that's wonderful that right. they get to do that.
Well,
so.
They talk about the actor's bug that, you know, what age were you bitten? And these obviously they're older folks that are still, probably still have that little, hope or desire.
Absolutely.
Whether they had, you know, real success or they had some to a point where they thought, I wish I could have done this. Now, for those who had never done Shakespeare, this was an opportunity, I guess, for them
well,
to do that.
Yes, and from what I understand from the film, that some of the actors actually do start out wanting to do the documentary, and at some points in the play, and while they're training for this, there are some who finally go, no, I can't even do it. I can't do it. But then others who have not been trained to be actors, but maybe were stagehands instead, actually right. decide, yeah, I will try this. And so... Isn't that kind of fun?
Well, that's how acting is, right? You always have an understudy, somebody there to step in just case, you know, something unfortunate may happen to you that they take your place as well. But it's interesting, too, and obviously it creates for an interesting documentary. Again, it's called Still Dreaming, and you can see the trailer for it at stilldreamingmovie.com, but mm-hmm. LakeErieFilm.org is the place to go to get the details of all the different films they'll be showing as part of this Lake Erie Arts and Film Festival, again, which is September 17th through the 20th, all at the beautiful Sandusky State Theater.
Correct.
And it's a chance for people, as they say, to come out. Now, you again, Stein Hospice, that event is taking place on Friday, right?
Again, that is on Friday, September the 18th at 10:30 a.m. at the beautiful Sandusky State Theater. Come down and join us and grab some popcorn and watch a great documentary. Yeah.
And you have folks from Stein Hospice there to have a little discussion about that as well. So it's always good
Absolutely.
To outreach, get out in the community as well. I know that there was a time, I think it was last year, you might have done something locally in Lorraine, Palace related to veterans. There was a film
Correct.
Related to that one about the World War II veterans going back to Washington, I believe.
Absolutely, yes. And, you know, veterans are a huge part of Stein Hospice. You know, we have a lot that volunteer, but more than anything, we have a lot of veterans that we make sure are properly honored in so many ways. And we do it around all of our communities. And actually, anyone who is interested in finding out more information about our veteran services, or especially around Veterans Day coming up in November, we do pinnings around the community at different facilities. And so if there's someone out there who's interested in learning more about that, they can actually go to steinhospice.org and ask for me or ask for somebody else about the veteran services, and we can help them out.
And you are Shay Altmont.
And I am Shay Altmont, yes.
The Community Relations Coordinator with Stein Hospice. Thanks for coming in and sharing the details on this.
Thank you for having us.
A lot of folks hope coming out this Friday at 10:30 at the Sandusky State Theater to see the screening of Still Dreaming.